Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Well, here in Spain, I'm joined this week by Blevins Frank senior partner, Chris McCann. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm very well, thanks, Howard. And yourself?
Very well, thank you. Chris, last week, Brett and I discussed one UK tax that continues to affect expatriates in Spain, UK inheritance tax. This week, let's look at another UK tax charge that can impact expatriates, the pension's lifetime allowance. So what is the lifetime allowance?
Well, the UK lifetime allowance is not a tax, but it's a limit on the amount of pension benefit that can be taken from a UK pension scheme, whether lump sums or pension income, without triggering an excess UK tax charge. In other words, it is the maximum amount of pension savings that a person can build up in a tax-favoured pension environment.
So what is the limit and current tax rates?
The rate of tax you pay on pension savings above the lifetime allowance depends on how the money is paid to you. At 55% on lump sums and 25% on regular pension payments. It's worth noting that HMRC will automatically test where you sit within the allowance whenever you take the money out, when you reach 75, and finally on death. The lifetime allowance for the tax year 2020-21 is £1,073,100 and was due to rise in line with inflation thereafter. Instead, in Mr. Sunak's most recent budget, he announced that it will no longer rise in line with inflation and instead would be frozen at its current level for the next 5 years.
Are many people affected by this tax? And do you think more retired people will fall into the lifetime allowance trap in the coming years?
While the current lifetime allowance of £1,073,100 sounds high, it does not just capture the ultra-wealthy. All UK pension benefits outside of the state pension are counted, including everything accumulated over a working lifetime. After decades of pension contributions, compounding interest, investment growth and tax relief, the limit may be closer than you think. For final salary or defined benefit pension schemes, the usual measure of value is a multiple of 20 times the annual income due. And generally, this will mean that those with pensions worth more than around, say, £53,600 a year will be affected today. Freezing the lifetime allowance alone is expected to net the UK Treasury approximately £990 million by 2026, pushing an extra 10,000 people over the threshold. In addition to the indexation freeze, of equal concern is the speculation that the actual lifetime allowance, which has been cut several times in the past, may be further reduced. Recent press speculation suggests that one option being considered is potentially cutting the lifetime allowance to £800,000 or £900,000. Obviously, this would result in many thousands more being pushed over the threshold, which is obviously an objective of the UK government.
How can people check if they'll be affected by this tax change or not?
Calculating how much of your allowance you have used is not always straightforward, especially for final salary pensions or defined benefit pensions. So I recommend checking your position with your pension provider or your current pension advisor.
And what about expatriates in Spain? Do they escape this tax if they're resident in Spain and paying tax here?
Being non-UK resident offers no protection. Usually, under the double tax agreement, residents of Spain are not normally liable for UK taxes on British pensions. However, for anyone over the allowance, these rules do not apply. The lifetime allowance tax charge is applied in the UK first and cannot be claimed back.
Is there anything you can do to protect yourself from these lifetime allowance charges?
If you have not already done so, you may be able to protect your pension savings from recent and future reductions of the standard lifetime allowance by applying to HMRC for what is called either individual protection or fixed protection. Another way for expatriates to protect themselves would be to consider a transfer to a qualifying, recognised overseas pension scheme or QROPS. If you transfer one or more UK pensions into a QROPS and your total benefits are under 1,073,100, you will not face LTA taxes on the transfer. However, make sure the QROPS is within the European Economic Area. Otherwise, you would still lose 25% through the overseas transfer charge. Once in the QROPS, funds are out of reach of LTA penalties, no matter how much you have or how you access it. A suitable QROPS can also provide tax efficiency, currency flexibility, and estate planning benefits.
What about the people who are already over the limit?
Well, look, while you would trigger an immediate 25% LTA charge on a QROPS transfer, the funds would then become immune to further penalties, thereby capping your liability. If you were to remain in your current UK arrangements or instead transfer to another UK scheme, such as an international self-invested pension, so otherwise known as a SIP, you wouldn't trigger the immediate taxation, but the funds would remain liable to a potential future charge. And assuming that the value of the pension fund continues to grow, so will the potential future charge. The 25% or 55% LTA penalties would then become payable whenever you take benefits, reach 75 years of age, or if you die before reaching 75 years of age, in relation to any lump sums payable to your beneficiaries.
All seems quite harsh, does it not?
No, I think it's fair to say that it is harsh. You've obviously been given tax relief on the way into your pensions, and it's a way for the UK government to take a little bit back. And given that the UK government are in what I would say are dire straits at the minute, I think people should expect it to get worse.
Well, regardless of the lifetime allowance, do you think it's important for people to regularly review their pensions and the opportunities available?
Yeah, look, pensions are usually the foundations of retirement. So deciding what to do here may be one of life's most important financial decisions. Pensions are complex anyway, but with greater freedom and choice than ever, and an increase in sophisticated pension scams, you must take extreme care. Here, professional financial advice can prove invaluable. An advisor, a properly qualified advisor, should I say, can take a holistic view of what you have, your savings, investments, assets, pensions, together with what you want, your timeline, income requirements, legacy wishes, and an objective assessment of who you are, your circumstances, your goals, your risk appetite, to design a personalised retirement plan for you. Specifically in relation to the lifetime allowance, if you are close to the current threshold, consider acting sooner rather than later. Your pension funds will likely continue to grow while the lifetime allowance remains frozen. And also, if lifetime allowance limits are reduced, you could potentially, acting sooner could ensure you potentially avoid unnecessary taxation by taking steps now. If any of the listeners would like to invest an hour or two of their time to discuss their current pension arrangements and their pension options, They simply need to contact us.
I think with these changing times, clients have to be more agile than in earlier times.
I think they do, and I think it's a case of being well informed. And I think to be well informed, you need to be dealing with an advisor that is up to speed on what's going on, and putting together a structure, a suitable structure to protect yourself, is more essential than ever.
Well, informative as always. Thank you very much, Chris. We'll talk again in a fortnight, I guess.
Thank you very much, Howard. And if listeners would like to get in touch, they can, as always, visit our website, blevinsfranks.com. They'll be able to access contact details of all our local advisors. And they'll also be able to fill in a contact form. And thereafter, somebody from Blevins Franks will be in touch to make the necessary next steps.
Many thanks.
Thank you very much.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.